Support for Faith Matters comes from the law offices of Mullen, Hoard, and Brown, LLP, offering a full range of legal services to regional and national clients. Mullen, Hoard, and Brown are members of ALFA International. More information is available at 765-7491 or mullenhoard.com.
Welcome to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Join us for a conversation about faith in everyday life. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center, home of the Joint Ranch. Covenant provides a place where hip and knee patients come together for pre-surgery educational classes and then reconvene post-surgery for group therapy and rehabilitation. Now here's the host of Faith Matters, Tom McGovern.
I'm Tom McGovern, host of Faith Matters, and it's my delight this Sunday afternoon to have as our guest my friend and colleague from the Health Sciences Center, Michelle Esminger. Welcome, Michelle.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Before we came on air, we were talking about where you're from, Eastern New Mexico.
Yes, I was born in Portales, New Mexico. My parents were students at Eastern New Mexico University there in Portales, and my grandparents were ministers in Melrose, New Mexico, a little town that you'll miss if you don't watch for it on your way to Albuquerque.
I know where Melrose is. Yeah. I've driven that road so often that I know exactly where Melrose is.
Yep, yep.
Growing up in Lubbock, basically, but what memories do you have of Eastern New Mexico?
Well, I was very young when we moved from Eastern New Mexico to Lubbock, but I will tell you that every time we crossed that border into Eastern New Mexico and the deserts around that area from Clovis to Albuquerque, it's like something in my heart wakes up. It's like I feel like even though I haven't lived there in years, my heart still recognizes that country, and I consider myself a child of the desert, I guess. Yeah.
So your soul speaks to the desert.
Absolutely. That wide expanse of land that just stretches out forever. You can see everything to the horizon.
Yeah. The magnificent skies.
Yes.
So you went to school in Monterey then?
I did. I grew up in Lubbock, attended an elementary school here, graduated from Monterey, then went on to be a Red Raider and graduated from Texas Tech.
And then after graduation, almost came immediately to the health sciences.
I did, yes. I worked at Tech as a student, and then after I graduated, found a job at the Health Sciences Center in business services and worked there for several years before making my way to the office I'm in today.
Your first work was working with students.
Absolutely. I worked in student business services, which is the office that collects tuition and fees. So it wasn't always the most fun office when, you know, you have to address students because of late fees or things like that. But it was my introduction to working with our students and what very special, unique, incredible students we have at the Health Sciences Center.
Michelle, as you see the world in which we live, how do you see humankind? I know it's a huge, big, broad question, but how do you see us as human beings? What do you see the challenges to us as human beings to begin with?
That is a big question. So I think I would start by saying that I see us as being very unique individuals, but also that sometimes that individuality makes us forget that we are also one, that we are all interconnected, that we are a part of the world community and the global community, and that we are on this earth as representatives of the divine, and that each of us show up in our divine nature in very unique ways.
As I know you and respect you and watch the quality of the work that you do, I think that marvelous embracing spirit certainly shows forth in that. So then after student affairs, working with students, collecting the money, the enforcer,
yeah.
Then you came to the fledgling program of
the Office of Global Health. Yeah, that's where I'm at now.
Again, mm-hmm. We were talking about the late Dr. John Baldwin, my dear friend. What was John's vision for the office when you took it over?
So prior to Dr. Baldwin being at T2HSC, I believe there were students going abroad, but there wasn't a centralized office that helped kind of organize that or really that focused on expanding our international initiative. So that was very much his vision, is that T2HSC would be more engaged globally. He had had some of his own global experiences and had seen the value in that and wanted to bring that to T2HSC and for our students and faculty and staff to have those experiences.
Well, we talked about Dr. Patty Patterson, who appeared on a recent show and previous to Global Health. She led for many years mission with the students to various parts of the world, including Peru and Central America.
Yes, absolutely. Patty has been a major driving force for the Office of Global Health. So I've worked a lot with her and come to very much value her experience and her outlook on life. Yeah.
And her special passion and devotion for children, especially, which she shared several Sundays ago. So then with Dr. Baldwin's support, the Office of Global Health came into existence.
Yes. After Dr. Baldwin was president, then Dr. Mitchell came on board. And of course, through his support, I believe he's the reason the Office of Global Health is where it is today, is he helped us better solidify our vision of the office and what he wanted to see the office become for students and faculty and staff. So he kind of helped us kind of hone that down a little bit better. And he's the one, I think, that offered that support that helped us grow into what we are today. We do have a mission that's pretty long, but when I talk to people and I try to tell them, you know, if I had to summarize what our mission is at the Health Sciences Center, it's to promote global health education on the campus, and not just to our students, but the entire T2HSC community and the Lubbock community. I'll say all of our lectures and events are always open to the Lubbock community. And I see us being that source at HSC that focuses on global health and tries to bring that global health to West Texas.
I love the involvement of the community, because Lubbock and the surrounding areas have been so supportive of all of the Texas Tech community.
So I do say that when I talk about our mission, I see that as being two-pronged. The first is to bring the conversation about global health and global health education to the campus. Because while there's, I think, great interest in global health at T2HSC, the reality is that many of our students will not have the opportunity to go abroad while they're students with us because of either schedules and just not having that time, or also because of finances. And so I want to bring it to them so that they are still included in the conversations that we have about global health, that you don't have to go abroad to be able to talk about and think about and investigate your own role in global health. And then the other prong of that two-pronged approach is providing those opportunities for our students and our faculty and staff to go abroad and be able to experience healthcare in a very unique and different cultural setting than West Texas.
So as you think about the first prong, the programs and the various initiatives that you promote within the community of the Health Sciences Center, what guides that?
I think two things always are in the back of my mind when I think about the programs that I want to offer. And the first is my own curiosity about human beings and the human condition. I hope that I continue throughout my entire life being someone who wants to learn and wants to grow and wants to know what it's like to step into somebody else's shoes. So I know that's a big driving force, is my own curiosity. But the second one is being able to provide a space for people to tell their stories. I like to, when I pick out films or when we have certain lectures, I always like to tell people, you know, when we are brave with our stories, it helps others be brave with their stories.
Say that again.
When we are brave with our stories, it helps others and encourages others to be brave with their stories. And so a lot of times, one of the great ways to do that is through film and through bringing speakers in and allowing them to share their own experiences. And then hopefully that gives us all that opportunity to value our own experiences and to share those as well.
Stories and narrative, they bring us together as humankind.
Absolutely.
Michelle, we'll take a brief break and then we'll be back to continue this interesting conversation. Thank you.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on customized plans for joint replacement surgery is at covenanthealth.org/ortho.
Support for Faith Matters comes from Hospice of Lubbock, serving the 19-county South Plains region since 1986. The staff offers faith-based end-of-life care for both children and adult patients. More information is available at hospiceoflubbock.org.
Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. I'm your host, Tom McGovern, and this Sunday afternoon, delighted to have as our special guest, Michelle Esminger. Michelle is the Senior Director of the Office of Global Health at the Health Sciences Center here in Lubbock. We were talking about the programs that you offer here on the Health Sciences campus and the Tech campus. Tell us what inspired those and maybe some of the ones that come to mind to give our listeners a taste of what we have to offer.
Well, we do offer a film series. It's once a month. We cover a variety of topics, some of them health-related, some of them historical. I think understanding our history as a people is very important as well. And some of them are focused on cultural observations and things of that nature. What I kind of try to do with that film series is, again, bring to light topics or individual stories that may have either not gotten the recognition that they deserve, or that maybe we're just not familiar with this younger generation that may not have heard some of their history. Some of them, I try not to be too controversial with my films, but at the same time, some of them do end up touching on topics that may be a little bit controversial. A couple that come to mind are a film we showed several years ago about a man who was living with ALS, and he made the decision to go to Switzerland to have an assisted suicide. And that can bring up a lot of opinions and a lot of emotions for people. What I try to do through the film series is remind people that the purpose of showing this film is not to change your beliefs or not to change your values. We all have a set of values and beliefs that we live with, and most of those have come through our life experiences. Can we, in that moment, hold your own values and beliefs, but at the same time, in the same moment, try to recognize somebody else's and why somebody else might make a choice or decision that's very different from maybe what you would make with your own life, and to have some curiosity about that as opposed to judgment about people's decisions and why they make the decisions that they make with their own stories. We also showed a film that really touched my heart about a community of Guatemalans here in the U.S. Because they were undocumented, unfortunately, many of their children never had the opportunity to go to Guatemala to meet some of their family members. They are U.S. citizens, although their parents are not. So a church in that community decided they would take these young children to Guatemala so that they can meet their family members for the very first time. Just seeing that played out through the film, I mean, you cannot help but be touched by what that means to be separated from people who have informed who you are as a person, and being able to meet those parents, grandparents, siblings for the very first time in your life.
How lovely. And then in addition then to the film series, you have lectures and panels.
Yes. We do a lecture series twice a month. And then as occasion arises, we may do additional panels throughout the year as well. One of those that comes to mind is we try to every December commemorate World AIDS Day to remind people we've come so far in our fight against HIV/AIDS, but we still have so much work to do. And especially this younger generation who's grown up living in the world of HIV/AIDS, they will sometimes forget the importance of continuing to work towards education and elimination of HIV. So with those panels, I've always tried to include someone on that panel who's living with HIV, because I think for our students who are going to be health providers, to hear someone talk about what that is like to live with HIV in West Texas, a very often conservative community, what their fears are, what that stigma is like, and how they've been treated by health providers and how they want to be treated by health providers. We usually have a flower wall where you don't have to know somebody living with HIV/AIDS or someone who's died to be able to contribute a flower to the wall. It's just that reminder that we need to continually be working towards education, eliminating stigma, and eventually elimination of HIV/AIDS.
And then there's the wonderful celebration of food that we have.
Many of our events have been student-driven. It's been students who have said, hey, can we do this? That's one of the things I love most about my work, is being able to work with students. Very often, because we have a very diverse community at TTUHSC, many of our students who are from different ethnicities want that opportunity to showcase their culture. We've had celebrations of Diwali, where our Indian students have helped my office put together beautiful Diwali presentations. We're getting ready in November with our medical Spanish club, to host Dia de los Muertos, which I think will be a beautiful opportunity to showcase how one culture handles death and remembering and celebrating life.
So beautiful. And then, of course, in addition, we have music, too.
Yes. Anything I can try to bring in to give our students just a bigger picture of the globe. Many of them have never been beyond West Texas or Eastern New Mexico, so being able to bring the world to them and allow them to have that little bit of a taste of what the culture's like, what the food is like, what the music is like, I like being able to do that for our students.
As you think of some of the panels and some of the students that have come back from their experiences in other countries, I think they've been particularly effective when they come back and share their experiences.
I would think one of the programs that comes to mind that I know we got a lot of feedback on was our recent panel with immigrants and refugees. We hosted that this past December. people's feedback of being able to hear the stories of what it's like to have to leave your country as a refugee and come to another country. Most of us in the U.S. have been blessed that we've never had to have that experience. We don't know what it's like to be able to hear those stories and how that experience, whether you were a young person and it was your parents who fled for political reasons, or your parents just wanted a better life for you, being able to hear from individuals who've had that experience, how it's informed their worldview and how it's informed the way they relate to the world and to others, I think was really a blessing to be able to hear those stories. Like I said, we got a lot of very positive feedback of, you know, I've never thought of it that way. And I was so glad that I got to hear the stories from these individuals. And that mind-body-spirit connection, that what people experience, how that does impact someone's health.
After we've taken a short break, we will come back and then we will look together at how the students are experiencing other cultures, other people's needs in the countries in which those people live.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on customized plans for joint replacement surgery is at covenanthealth.org/ortho. The views, opinions, and comments that are expressed on this program are solely those of the host and guest and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions of KTTZ-FM, Texas Tech Public Media, Texas Tech University, Texas Tech University System, or our faculty and staff, our affiliates, our partners, and our sponsors.
Support for Faith Matters comes from Hospice of Lubbock, serving the 19-county South Plains region since 1986. The staff offers faith-based end-of-life care for both children and adult patients. More information is available at hospiceoflubbock.org.
Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. I'm your host, Tom McGovern. It's my delight this Sunday afternoon to have as our special guest, Michelle Esminger. Michelle is the Senior Director of the Office of Global Health at the Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center. We have been blessed under your leadership to have the ability from all of the schools, from nursing, health professions, medical school, pharmacy, the entire spectrum of schools that make up the health sciences, and of course the research, to be able to have the opportunity for students to go abroad with faculty. Briefly describe where we are and what we're doing in terms of that particular part of your mission.
Going back to kind of the vision of the office and Dr. Mitchell's vision when he came on board was any student who wants to have that opportunity to go abroad and experience healthcare in a different cultural setting, we want students to be able to have that opportunity. We think that that enriches them as human beings, but also greatly informs who they become as health providers. We have worked with faculty within all of the schools to provide opportunities for students from all of our schools to go abroad. We usually have anywhere between 100 and 150 students go abroad every year. I know those are small numbers compared to TTUs, but very big for TTUHSC. Where we are now, every year we have students from every single school go abroad. Of course, you mentioned Dr. Patterson. She was one of the ones who helped get our initiatives abroad started with her work in Nicaragua. I think it has grown in ways we never anticipated. When she originally started going to Nicaragua, she was taking just a handful of students. It was once a year. Then School of Nursing got involved and School of Health Professions got involved. And pretty soon we were having anywhere between 4 to 7 trips to Nicaragua every year. I think the thing that's unique about our work in Nicaragua is we always go back to the same community in Nicaragua. We're working hand in hand in partnership with the community. They use the term parachute medicine, going in, setting up a clinic, delivering healthcare for a week, and then leaving. We are actually working in partnership with the community, with a physician who works in the community, with a nonprofit organization that is in the community, also with the Minister of Health. We are there to support them. We are there to help Dr. Pena, the physician in Nicaragua, to help her and the Minister of Health reach their vision for healthcare in the Hinatega community.
Give us a picture of the Hinatega community.
It is one of the most beautiful places I've ever been to in my life. It is a very tropical environment. It's hilly with beautiful green hills, trees, mountainous. The interesting thing is Nicaragua is the second poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. You have this beauty, and in stark contrast, you have this poverty that is unlike anything I've ever seen, definitely unlike anything that you will see in the U.S. Even though poverty exists in the U.S., it's not on the same scale as in Nicaragua, And we like to try to cover it up or sweep it under the mat here in the U.S., and you just can't in Nicaragua. It's everywhere you look. Since T2HSC first started hosting trips in Nicaragua, you can definitely see the development of the country and how far they've come. But you still, especially in Jinotega and in some of the rural communities that we go to for clinics, the poverty is still very, very evident.
What are the particular challenges? What particular illnesses would you address?
With our trips, we will do clinics for anybody in the community. So we see everybody from adults to children. The other unique thing that we've done with Nicaragua is started to offer trips with a specific focus. That way, if students have a specific passion or focus or know they want to do something when they graduate, there will be a trip that better suits their needs. So for instance, in August, we just hosted a trip that was just purely pediatrics. And we were giving very comprehensive well-child exams and the full gamut. And these are some of the most underserved children in that community in Nicaragua. In January, we'll offer a women's health trip. So that will specifically just focus on women's health. Something interesting about Nicaragua is in working with the Minister of Health, Dr. Patterson learned that cervical cancer is very high in that area of Nicaragua.
Let's jump over the mountains to Peru.
Okay, yes. We have a faculty who leads a program to Peru once a year. It is different than Nicaragua in that in Nicaragua, we try to go to as many different communities as possible within the Department of Jinotega. Every day we're somewhere different. But in Peru, when we're there for a week, we go back to the same community every day in the week, which allows you to have a little bit of a different focus. You're able to do more follow-up and more referral. And we've been able with our work in Peru to incorporate counseling, which mental health across the world is a serious concern, but especially in developing countries when mental health isn't being given the attention that it needs and there's just not the resources for mental health. So being able to incorporate that into our Peru trip has been a development that I have really, really appreciated. And I'll have to brag on our faculty on the few trips that I've been able to participate in, seeing our faculty in action with our students. We have some amazing teachers at the Health Sciences Center. Being able to watch them teach our students, it's very moving.
And of course, our focus on interprofessional collaboration and working together in the care of patients and of communities.
When we are a team of nurses, physicians, pharmacists, OTs, PTs, when you have a team of various different disciplines, the healthcare you're able to provide to the community is more comprehensive.
And in addition, it doesn't have to face the challenge of the separation we have here.
Absolutely. You are all in the same room and you have to figure out what each piece of the cog does and how you can best work together. Seeing our students who have never worked with a PT or OT, and once they find out what PTs and OTs can do, it's eye-opening. It's mind-blowing that, oh, I didn't know there was this resource there. Being able to give them those opportunities is really incredible.
It's incredible for the people they give it to, and it's incredible in terms of what we do at the Health Sciences.
Absolutely.
As you go forward, sharing stories to stories in so many ways with the program and to the people that you work with, we wish you well. Thank you, Michelle, and Godspeed in your work.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1 with your host, Tom McGovern. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center, home of a full range of orthopedic services, including Joint Ranch. Join us next Sunday for another edition of Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1, a service of Texas Tech Public Media.